When you buy LG, you get so much more than just an appliance. You get more done, more cost savings, more peace of mind, and more control. Because LG appliances are designed to do more. Like washers and dryers with AI tech to take out the guesswork. Refrigerators that fit in tight spaces and keep food fresher longer. Or ranges with precise induction cooking and easy cleanup built in. All with the style you want and reliability you can count on. So you can get more from your home every day. LG appliances, so much more. Make life easier with LG. See the latest models and savings now at LG.com.
This episode is powered by Poddex. Poddex are unique interview questions and episode starting prompts in the palm of your hand. So whether you're a new podcaster or existing broadcaster looking to grow your audience and have more meaningful conversations, you're going to want to check out Poddex. Now, if you want to get 10% off your order right now, you can go to poddex.com and type in coupon code. What's the code?
Larry21.
Yes, that's the code. Check out poddex.com. Take your podcast to the next level.
Welcome to the Cinema Gold Show with your host, Larry Lease. Join us as Cinema Gold dives into the latest Hollywood film and TV news and everything in between. Tune in each weekday on your favorite podcast platform.
It's easy to see how Ricky Stenicki's basic concept, a trio of friends hire an actor to pretend to be the made-up pal they've used as an all-purpose excuse to get out of trouble for years, could make for a great comedy. And given the comedic chops previously demonstrated by Zac Efron and John Cena, casting the former as the center of the friend group and the latter as the actor hired to pose as the title character also makes a ton of sense. Unfortunately, the result is a movie whose handful of solid laughs aren't enough to justify the remainder of its running time. As explained in flashback, Ricky Stenicki is the imaginary friend Dean, played by Efron. Wes and JT dreamed up as kids, the invented scapegoat for their collective wrongdoing and absences. Obviously, the Ricky con hasn't been subjected to any close scrutiny, as they've somehow kept the ruse going for 25 years, despite never introducing Ricky to anyone else in their lives or presenting any photographic or video evidence of his existence. We see they have a phone for him, and they've created an Instagram account where Ricky posts images he's never in. But there's no way that would be enough to fool so many people for so long. And yes, I know I'm questioning the logic of a silly comedy from one half of the directing team behind Dumb and Dumber and There's Something About Mary. But it'd be much easier to push such nitpicking aside if the opening scenes of Ricky Stenicki were simply funnier. After all, you can shrug off a lot more if you're laughing, but the establishing scenes are mostly a drag, while Dean, Wes, and JT come off as notably manipulative and arguably cruel, as they convince the people they love that their dear friend Ricky has cancer and is in the hospital so they can skip a baby shower for JT's own child in order to go to a concert in Atlantic City. It'd be one thing if these guys being total selfish douchebags was the point, but it feels like director Peter Farrelly wanted to have it both ways, making the Ricky lie a humorous flaw shared by three lovable guys. But the tone feels off, the proceedings are dull, and few of the jokes land until Cena enters the picture. As Rod, a.k.a. Rock Hard Rod, Cena parachutes in from a better, funnier movie. The WWE superstar has proven his willingness to commit and set aside any vanity in the name of comedy, and does so once more here, playing a needy, desperate legend in his own mind. Performer by trade, his act consists entirely of masturbation-themed parody songs. Ricky Stenicki is at its funniest when Cena is running through Rod's repertoire and montage, cosplaying as the pop stars he's lampooning. This is why he's in Britney Spears' dress.
When you buy LG, you get so much more than just an appliance. You get more done, more cost savings, more peace of mind, and more control. Because LG appliances are designed to do more. Like washers and dryers with AI tech to take out the guesswork. Refrigerators that fit in tight spaces and keep food fresher longer. Or ranges with precise induction cooking and easy cleanup built in. all with the style you want and reliability you can count on, so you can get more from your home every day. LG Appliances, so much more. Make life easier with LG. See the latest models and savings now at LG.com.
This podcast is supported by Midi Health. Are you in midlife, feeling dismissed, unheard, or just plain tired of the old healthcare system? You're not alone. In fact, even today, 75% of women seeking care for menopause and perimenopause issues are left entirely untreated. But it's time for a change. It's time for Midi. Midi's not just a healthcare provider. It's a women's telehealth clinic founded and supported by world-class leaders in women's health. Their clinicians provide one-on-one, face-to-face consultations where they truly listen to your unique needs. They offer a full range of holistic, data-driven solutions that isn't one-size-fits-all care. This is care uniquely tailored for you. At Midi, you will find that their mission is clear: to help all women thrive in midlife, giving them access to the healthcare they deserve. Because they believe midlife isn't the middle at all. It is the beginning of your second act. Ready to feel your best and write your second act script? Visit joinmidi.com today to book your personalized, insurance-covered virtual visit. That's joinmidi.com. Midi, the care women deserve.
Back on the poster. Trailing his way into a conversation with Efron, Fowler, and Santino at a casino bar. Babbling on about jizz jams and how good his Owen Wilson impression is, Cena brings much-needed laugh-out-loud energy. His character understandably makes an impression on the guys, so much so that when circumstances arise and require them to finally introduce Ricky Stanicky to their families, Rod is their first pick for the part. Rod as Ricky makes a big splash at the circumcision for JT's newborn son. With Cena bouncing off all of his co-stars, including William H. Macy as Dean, and JT's bemused boss Ted, in a fun touch, Rod is just as committed to his performance as the actor playing him, having meticulously studied up on the Ricky Bible the guys have provided him. But Cena's positive impact can only last for so long, and only when he's on screen. Rod's continued insinuation into the main trio's lives should be the recipe for some good old-fashioned high-tension comedy. But Ferrelli instead decides to follow the lead of his last two films, divisive Best Picture winner Green Book, and the Efron starring period piece The Greatest Beer Run Ever, and play things more dramatically with the results that don't pay off. Not to say the Ferrelli brother movies were ever devoid of any heft or sentiment, even Dumber and Dumber took time to humanize its imbecilic protagonists with Jim Carrey's big sick and tired speech, but the entire third act of Ricky Stanicky veers deep into drama, complete with multiple emotional confrontations and a fairly dark backstory for Dean that feels out of place and lacks weight. It's too much to pack together, and is a shift that would never be done in a far more clever and nuanced manner than Ricky Stanicky is capable of. It's an awkward shift that doesn't earn the pathos it's striving for. Appropriate for a movie named after his adopted alter ego, Rod is really the only character who pops, with Efron, Fowler, and Santino doing their best, but still feeling adrift. Efron, so terrific in Iron Claw last year, at least gets in one hilarious line delivery when Dean receives some unexpected news about Ricky from Ted. For the most part, the main characters are a bland bunch, all introduced with one defining shortcoming or obstacle meant to be predictable before the credits roll. The same goes for the supporting players. So, our final verdict: it would be great to see Peter Farrelly recapture the comedic magic he and his brothers achieved in their terrific 90s run, but he doesn't do so with Ricky Stanicky. It's focused on too many unengaging characters with a lot of would-be comedic banter that falls flat. While the attempts to blend drama with humor feel out of place, the one bright spot is Ricky Stanicky himself, both the character and the fearless performance from John Cena. Cena is a comedic bright spot, providing genuinely big laughs. But even that isn't enough to sustain Ricky Stanicky through its belabored third act. If you've watched Ricky Stanicky, we want to hear your thoughts. Leave your thoughts in the comment section below. Give us your review, your ranking. And of course, give us a thumbs up if you like our video. Hit that subscribe button, the bell notification button to be notified of future videos. And of course, if you want to support the channel, you can buy us a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/cinemagold. Your support helps the channel grow, upgrade our equipment, bring in new hosts, be able to pay them, and hopefully one day take this show on the road. As always, thank you so much for watching and listening.
You have been watching the Cinema Gold Show. Follow us on Twitter at Cinema Gold Show. Find us on Instagram at The Cinema Gold Show. And on Facebook, facebook.com/The Cinema Gold Show.
When you buy LG, you get so much more than just an appliance. You get more done, more cost savings, more peace of mind, and more control. Because LG appliances are designed to do more. Like washers and dryers with AI tech to take out the guesswork. Refrigerators that fit in tight spaces and keep food fresher longer. Or ranges with precise induction cooking and easy cleanup built in. All with the style you want and reliability you can count on. So you can get more from your home every day. LG appliances, so much more. Make life easier with LG. See the latest models and savings now at LG.com.